calm from northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, we cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms late, partly sunny, lower 90s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low near 67. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. As we head into Tuesday, chance of storms early, then gradual clearing skies, high near 84. Tuesday night clear, temperatures at 56 degrees. Currently, it's 75.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5 meg connection loads pages slower than a 20 meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. A Wichita man has been sentenced to probation for a hit and run that killed a U.S. Marine. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office says 27-year-old Drew Wickle was sentenced Friday to 2 years of probation. The crash in May of 2016 killed 31-year-old Grant Burris of Hayesville, a Purple Heart recipient who was checking the mail at his parents' home when he was hit. A top Democratic lawmaker is joining the crowded race to replace Kansas Governor Sam Brownback. House Minority Leader Jim Ward of Wichita announced his candidacy over the weekend. Ward was elected to the Kansas House of Representatives back in 2002. He's the ranking Democrat on the House Committee on Education. Ward has been an outspoken opponent of Governor Sam Brownback's agenda, particularly tax cuts pushed by the governor. Mid-America Network News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
A former employee's lawsuit alleging that she was fired from Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach's office for not going to church enough is set to go to trial today. Courtney Canfield worked for Chris Kobach's office. The Associated Press reports that she learned of her firing from her grandmother, a longtime Republican Party volunteer who knew Kobach's chief deputy. Kobach has said that the allegation of religious discrimination is ridiculous. Six horses at a Finney County facility in far western Kansas set to be euthanized after becoming infected with equine infectious anemia. The Kansas Department of Agriculture said in a news release Friday that it was contacted this month about a positive test for the disease. All the exposed horses were tested and five others tested positive. Because the disease isn't curable, the animals are set for euthanization. Mid-America Network News.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Officials say a man has died and a woman has been injured in a crash near White Clay in northwestern Nebraska. The Sheridan County Sheriff's Department says 46-year-old Francis Ray Rencountry died when the vehicle he was driving went off of a bridge into a ravine and then rolled. The department says a female passenger was taken to the Pine Ridge Hospital with injuries. A jury has found an Omaha man guilty of manslaughter and other counts in the 2015 death of a woman whose body was found in a vacant house. The Omaha World-Herald reports that 33-year-old Reginald Briggs was found guilty last Friday of manslaughter, two gun counts, and pandering in the September 2015 death of 31-year-old Teresa Longo. Police say Briggs killed Longo with a single shot to the back of her head inside an Omaha flophouse. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kiki Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday. After viewing the generator at the courthouse, it was declared surplus and will be sold. Approval was given for a $52,339 contract with Advanced Correctional Health Care for inmate medical services at the county jail. Washington County Commissioners met Monday, and again the topic of the airport was discussed. Central Valley Ag had opened a conversation with an interest in purchasing the airport, which would allow construction of a grain storage facility near the property. Commissioners emphasized the airport is not necessarily for sale, but information is being gathered regarding the issue. Any effort to further serious consideration of the proposal would include a meeting with county residents before any action is taken. Commissioners are researching why the FAA would limit building construction adjacent to the airport. They've indicated that structures taller than 84 feet are prohibited within 2 miles. The Central Valley facility would be 174 feet tall and would fall into that perimeter. Commissioners indicated they continue to receive phone calls regarding the issue. Tim Mueller emphasized they wanted to encourage business expansion, but not at the expense of the needs of citizens of the county. A summary of last weekend's mass casualty extrication exercise were reviewed. After a failed initial motion and discussion, an appraisal contract was approved with Anna Porter to provide services for the county in the absence of a county appraiser. Nemaha County Commissioners met Monday. No comments were heard during the public hearing for the 2018 budget, which was approved unanimously as a published. Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet August 21st, with our next regular meeting to be Monday, August 28th. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website, KeyIndyRadio.com, and our Facebook page. Area law enforcement agencies, including Marysville Police, are participating in an effort to step up enforcement of DUI laws. Through Labor Day, over 150 local and state agencies will take part in a campaign entitled You Drink, You Drive, You Lose, which is being coordinated through the Kansas Department of Transportation. Expectations for near-record crowds of visitors converging on northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska to witness the solar eclipse appear on a track not to disappoint. A significant uptick in travelers, and particularly out-of-state guests, began building as early as Friday. Guests from as far away as Switzerland had logged in at the Marshall County Visitor Center. As the weekend progressed, especially Sunday, the numbers continued to increase. Many are staking lookout sites locally, and many local residents are hosting family and friends as well. Others will continue journeys a bit further to capture the maximum totality, particularly north towards Beatrice and east toward Hiawatha. Marysville sought to share some of those visitors' attention with activities Sunday. The Black Squirrel Scavenger Hunt proved popular, as many were delighted with the solar eclipse glasses they wore. A warm afternoon greeted a steady crowd for the band jam, and the day concluded with a glow run in the city park. Tourists from states as far away as Massachusetts, Texas, and Oklahoma were among many others from Kansas that stopped for a bit in Marysville. several merchants and restaurants extending hours to accommodate. The most popular destinations were those offering Eclipse memorabilia, and any rumored to still have the short supply of Eclipse glasses on hand. They were in short supply, and motel accommodations were also sold out Sunday evening. Beatrice, which expected huge crowds for events at the Homestead National Monument, was so overwhelmed with numbers that shuttle bus routes were reduced to one, and the Gage County Fairgrounds served as a secondary staging point for the overflow. Northeast Kansas was also in the national spotlight as ABC News converged on Troy for an evening report on their radio and television network. Those and other communities plan additional activities today, and traffic is expected to remain heavy as everyone now nervously watches the weather forecast to see if the moon or afternoon clouds will obscure the sun today. Charles J. Chuck Hula, Jr., age 94, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral services planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Chuck Hula, Jr. On to Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today. Breakfast pizza, fresh fruit, cinnamon roll, and orange juice. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, a wheat roll, green beans, and Watergate salad. KNDY News time is 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
For an out-of-this-world experience, devour some Bite Me Barbecue, serving at Lakeview Sports Complex during the solar eclipse. Starting at 11 a.m., the Bite Me Barbecue trailer will be serving up hot dogs, smoked brats, pulled pork, and their famous baked beans at the north side of the playground. It's Bite Me Barbecue and Catering at Lakeview on Monday, August 21st.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, we do have a low-pressure system making its way across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us chances of showers and thunderstorms across those areas throughout the rest of the day, tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Then clearing skies across our area. Looks like we'll see sunny skies as we head towards the middle of the week. Warm temperatures throughout the rest of the day, then cooling back down. So looking at the forecast, as we head throughout the rest of this Monday, chances of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, lower 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low near 67. For Tuesday, chance of storms early, then clearing skies with a high near 84. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 56. As until Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 82. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 58. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 83. And that's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For what it's worth, the hour-by-hour forecast, partly sunny mid-morning by 9 a.m. with intermittent clouds developing by 10 a.m., then mostly cloudy by 11, and continued mostly cloudy at noon with a cloudy overcast, unfortunately forecast, at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We shall see. Average high temperature. Late August, 88, record high on this date, 104 in 1936. The average low 66, the record low 45 in 1950. Sunset this evening 8:09, sunrise the morning at 6:42. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region over the weekend. Southeast Nebraska receiving heavy amounts of precipitation. It seemed to break up as it came into northeast Kansas. Hit and miss reports of rain, but we settled for just a few hundredths of an inch here at studios in Marysville. 76 degrees and a cloudy overcast this morning with a light south wind around 5 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 21st of August. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
South Hill Pottery in downtown Marysville is offering a special commemorative plate for the total solar eclipse. Each plate is handmade by owner and artist Suette Lamackey and is sure to be a treasured reminder of this epic astronomical event. South Hill Pottery will be open 10 to 5 on Saturday, 1 to 4 on Sunday, and 10 to 5 on Monday, closed 12 to 1:30 for the eclipse. You won't want to miss this exclusive souvenir, only available at South Hill Pottery.
Another franchise record for the Miami Marlins. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Miami Marlins star Giancarlo Stanton belts his 45th home run in the team's 6-4 victory over the New York Mets. The call on WINZ.
Looking up at the wall, goodbye!
The Pittsburgh Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 in the inaugural MLB Little League Classic. The call on ESPN.
To right center field, and he has hit it way out of here.
The Chicago Cubs swept the Toronto Blue Jays in their interleague series with a walk-off single in the 10th on WSCR.
The throw to the plate. He slides. He scores. He scores. Cubs win. 2-run single, Alex Avila.
In football, veteran wide receiver Anquan Boldin announced his retirement nearly 2 weeks after signing with the Buffalo Bills. Boldin's decision came as a surprise after he talked about building on his legacy entering his 15th season. Earlier this week, Boldin discussed mentoring Buffalo's young wide receivers.
The thing I like about the group is they come out and they compete every day. They're guys that are hungry, guys that want to make a name for themselves in this league.
Boldin said his life's purpose is bigger than football, and he'll focus on humanitarian work following his retirement. In basketball, the NBA is investigating whether the Los Angeles Lakers tampered with all-star forward Paul George while he was under contract with the Indiana Pacers. If the investigation can prove the Lakers were guilty of tampering with George while he was under contract with Indiana, Los Angeles can be punished. Back in baseball, New York Yankees right fielder Aaron Judge continues to struggle at the plate and extends his strikeout streak to 37 games. Following the Yankees' 5-1 loss to the Red Sox, Judge discussed his troubles.
Second at bat, I think I had guardy on second base and hit a hard ground ball to the second baseman. You know, we're moving in the right direction. You know, it's taking a little longer than I wanted to, but you just got to keep working. There's nothing you can really do about it. Just keep working and trying to keep making adjustments, and you know, eventually, you know, it'll kind of work out.
Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Well, at the start of the renegotiations of the North American Free Trade Agreement, U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer told reporters the deal had benefited many Americans, but it also had failed countless others. Lighthizer noted that Canada and Mexico are the largest export markets for U.S. farmers and ranchers, but claims at least 700,000 Americans have lost their jobs due to the changing trade flows under the agreement. Lighthizer said that we can't ignore the large trade deficits and the lost manufacturing jobs and the businesses that have closed or moved because of the incentives, intended or not, in the current agreement. Now, although Americans send billions of dollars in corn, soybeans, and poultry across the borders, trade deficits in other sectors total nearly $57 billion in the last year. Lighthizer said in the auto sector alone, the U.S. has a $68 billion deficit with Mexico. The chair of the Senate Ag Committee is echoing his House of Representatives counterpart, saying the goal is to get the farm bill to the finish line by the end of the year. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts has been touring his home state, and he's been telling farmers and ranchers that the farm bill process is in good shape. The current farm bill will expire the end of September of next year, and the House and Senate committees on agriculture are both in the process of holding field hearings around the nation, taking input on the next farm bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway had previously said the goal is to have the farm bill finished this year, then up for a vote on the House floor early in 2018. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, we are AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The two major priorities of RCAF for the new North American Free Trade Agreement includes reinstatement of country of origin labeling, as well as a change in the rule of origin in the agreement, Our CAF CEO Bill Bullard says in order to have free and open markets, both of these must be in the new NAFTA.
We must have transparency in the marketplace. Cannot happen without country of origin labels. Second, we need to change the rule of origin that currently allows U.S.-based beef packers to import live animals from Canada or Mexico, unload them at the packing house gate after they are harvested, to put a USA label on all of the meat from those animals.
He says the new NAFTA also needs provisions to ensure food safety and allow for snapback tariffs for market recovery when cattle prices are depressed.
What we need are snapback provisions to reinstate tariffs if our cattle prices are depressed below a certain level. And those tariffs then would allow us to recover in the marketplace. And then we need to look at how do we strengthen food safety laws, because we're finding trouble in Canada and Mexico with respect to sanitation in their food processing industries.
Bullard says President Trump is correct in calling for a addressing of trade deficit the U.S. has experienced with the original NAFTA, which has grown to $32 billion.
During the last 3 years, we would sell Canada and Mexico about $2 billion worth of cattle, beef, beef variety meats, and processed beef. And then Canada and Mexico would return and sell $4 billion worth of the same commodities to us.
Bullard said they'd play that game until we quit. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Cattlemen, the summer grazing season needs some help. It's time to call Pellet Technology USA for Power Cubes, a 20% protein cube made from high-quality co-products and an effective fiber source used by feed yards for years. Power Cubes are available in bulk and soon in bag, and now can be delivered to your farm or ranch. With pastures fading fast, Power Cubes will keep your cattle fat and fit going into the fall. Power Cubes from Pellet Technology USA, the next generation of feed. Call Craig at 785-547-5419 or go online to cowcubes.com. That's cowcubes.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know, agriculture. It is big and it is coming soon. What it is after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
It is big, and it is coming soon to the Midwest again, actually to Illinois again, and it is, well, let's let Don Torte of Farm Progress Companies tell us.
The biggest farm show in America comes once again to Decatur, Illinois.
As we said, it is a big show, and it takes a lot of planning. Some of the people at Farm Progress work all year on it.
Certainly our team does. It takes a lot of moving parts, a lot of people, and, you know, not only us, but, you know, our exhibitors as well. It seems like they get through one or two of the winter shows and they're already preparing for the Farm Progress Show.
Don's expecting a big crowd again. How big?
Well, you know, that we'll see when we get there, but we would anticipate, we look at advanced ticket sales right now. They're up versus where they've been in the past, and we're prepared for a great show.
And as with almost everything these days, tickets are available online.
FarmProgressShow.com. So if you go there, there's the opportunity right on there to not only order tickets in advance, but also get a discount for doing so.
And also at FarmProgressShow.com, you can save yourself some steps by looking at what is where in that sprawling complex and make your plans.
Not only see what exhibitors are there, but mark which ones you'd like to see, and then that kicks out a schedule look, so it can help you plan your day at the show. There's a lot to see and do, so it's probably a good thing to do. You know, we're not shy about that. The right farmers are there. You know, exhibitors know that. But it's also, it's a social event. It's an opportunity for agriculture to come together and see the latest in agriculture, but also bring everyone together. And that's a big part of the world that we're all in.
The Farm Progress Show has alternated over the last many years between permanent sites in Boone, Iowa, and Decatur, Illinois. And in both places, it's gone from almost all tents to still mostly tents, but a lot of permanent structures have been built, including the latest in Decatur, built by Case IH.
Yeah, they have. And that's really nice because it's easier for them to set up. But it's also, like we say, with permanent restrooms and permanent streets, it's great for the visitor. It's great for a visitor in a case exhibit as well, because you have a cement floor and it just makes it a little bit more weather independent.
And a lot more buildings have AC.
The last couple of years, we've counted over 30 exhibits with air conditioning, which is amazing. It wasn't that many years ago, none had it. And now it just continued to expand.
Don Torte of Farm Progress, a division of the Penton Agriculture Company, and they are having this big show in Decatur, Illinois, August 29th, 30th, and 31st. Back after this.
Say big on Midas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Midas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through September 30th. Midas Tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now, save an instant $100 on tires designed for high horsepower and load carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Let me please remind you that if you eat, you are involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 76 degrees in Marysville, highs top 90 today. Cold front moving in, may prompt a round of thunderstorms later today, perhaps as early as this afternoon. Many hoping they'll hold off and we'll see sunshine yet through early afternoon for the solar eclipse. Right now, the immediate forecast: partly sunny mid-morning, intermittent clouds developing, then mostly cloudy by late this morning. Midday, mostly cloudy over the noon hour, and a cloudy forecast at 1 o'clock is what we see. We'll keep you up to date and ahead of the solar eclipse.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Chesler Cuthbert homered and drove in three runs. Alcides Escobar also had three RBIs. And the Kansas City Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 7-4 on Sunday to avoid a three-game sweep. Cam Gallagher also drove in a run for the Royals, who finally got their bats going after scoring just once in the first two games of the series. Kansas City piled up 12 hits and six runs off Cleveland starter Danny Salazar and finished with 15 hits for the day. Jason Hamill allowed three runs on five hits and a walk to win for only the second time since June 19th.